Welcome to the Robotic Dog Podcast. My name is Brittany Howard. I'm a dog trainer based in Richmond, Virginia, and we train every category of dog, every age, every size, every breed, every issue. We help everybody. We've all met one person, probably way more than one, who are like this. They like to control. They want things to go their way. All right, so it's their way or it's the highway. And if you don't do it their way, they're like, I'm upset, right? People want to control things. People want to control relationships. That is kind of applicable to friendships, you know, friendships, dating relationships, family relationships, and you better bet your sweet little ass they do it with their dogs too. They want to control everything this dog does, and they're not even doing it very well. They're just doing it because they don't know what else to do. They think that if you give the dog freedom, he's going to run away with it and be like, F you. And to a certain extent, that is true. If you just let the dog do whatever the hell it wants, it's going to do what it wants to do, and you're not going to be very happy about it. So I'm not saying let your dog be willy-nilly and do whatever it wants to do. I'm saying go with the flow, and things will work out. So I was at this business conference last week. It was actually a TV show. No big deal. Your girl was on a TV show. And I met some really, really amazing people. One of the mentors on the show, Stephanie said that in life, you should go towards the pull and not the push. In life, things are going to present itself to you where it's going, no, 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 this is the wrong thing. Avoid, avoid, avoid. And if you keep trying square peg, round hole mentality, you're going to go, this isn't working. And Stephanie talked about going towards the thing that's pulling you in. If it's pulling you in, go to that, because it's trying, that's the universe trying to tell you this is going to work. This is a square peg, square hole, girl. Give it a shot. So do it. Do it with dogs. I'm going to relate this back to dating. So we've all dated someone, maybe multiple people, where it just doesn't work. No matter what you do, you guys are on different pages and it's just not working. They don't call you enough. They don't text you enough. They don't treat you nice enough. They don't put enough effort. And somehow, I've been this person. We've all been this person. And somehow you're still like, I'm gonna try to make it work. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna square peg round hole it until I explode. And if it doesn't work, I'm gonna complain about it. But I'm not gonna change anything. I'm just gonna do it and just see what happens. We've all been this person. And man, is it exhausting. It is exhausting when you keep trying, and just like shit doesn't work. And then eventually you'll notice when you're with these people and you break up with them, life is like, things just work. The clouds part, the sun comes in, the universe is finally like, good job, dumbass. You should have done this forever ago. We've all done it. And it's the same thing with your dog, that your dog is going to be doing this thing and you're gonna be like, no, do this thing, do this. And your dog's like, I'm not. And you're like, please do it. And they don't do it. And you're kind of just like chasing your tail around and you're like, what the fuck? It's not working. The biggest area that I see this happening is with my clients that have like a reactive dog or a dog that really, really likes other dogs. And as soon as they see their dog gearing up to go like, oh, I'm going to go say hi, they're like, sit down, Fido, don't move, look at me. I've seen some people take the dog's head and then turn it to look at them, and they're like, if you're looking at me, you can't see that dog and you won't be bad. And then the dog is like this, he's staring at you and he's like, hello, right? And you make the dog want it so much more. So I'm in the camp of that when you see your dog is like that, you let them go out, right? Let them go out. And then they're going to get natural consequences. When they hit end of leash, it's going to be a correction. That makes so much sense to the dog. Or you let the dog look and then you go, look, I got hot dogs, bro. And the dog's like, look at that hot dogs. What? Oh my gosh, girl. So that is creating a pull out of life. My head is so freaking itchy today. I just got back from Vegas and I spent the whole entire week at a casino filled with cigarette smoke and cigar smoke and but not a lot of fresh air. I think there's like two windows in the whole place. And so my body's just like, ugh, I feel icky. I took two flights to get back here. I missed one of them. It was crazy, girl. Okay, so when it comes to teaching our dog to do things that we want them to do, remember your dog is a predator. I don't care if it's a freaking pug, Chinese crested, or a Pekingese, or what is that? What is it? One ugly dog. It's like so ugly. It's cute. It looks like a little Ewok, a Brussels Griffon. I love those dogs. Even those little like dogs are predators. Like at one point they were more independent than we've made them. Now they're just like, I'm wearing a sweater that matches my owner. You know, they're different, but they're still fucking dogs. They still want to do things like chase squirrels, eat goose poop, bark at cars that go by, because they're just fucking dogs. So if we remember that, and then we remember that, oh, my dog is a dog, it's a animal, that the next time we want to go sit and look at me, we're going to not do that, because that's not how things work in the dog world or the dog brain. Your dog's like this, remember? Hello. You know, you're trying to cover up their eyes. They're like, so we're not going to go against the grain. We're not going to square peg, round hole it anymore with our dog. So what I like to do, one, I like to use retractable leashes. And I know that's going to ruffle feathers. And I know that that sounds crazy. It's like, Brittany, you want my dog on a leash that goes 30 feet away and I push it like a button on a video game, and then isn't it going to break? No. Also, I love to put dogs on a prong collar on a flexi leash, which, wow, does that get people to hate my guts on TikTok. You know what? Totally fine with it, because I do it every damn day. And it's fine. Actually, my dogs and my client dogs are better behaved than everybody's dogs. And we're doing things that break the rules. So you're going to put this dog on a flexi leash. And you're going to let the dog go way out. And then you're going to let the dog be a dog and look at things. And then you're going to be like, hey, Fido, you know what I got? Something really good that you like. And then you're not just going to be like, here, Fido, eat it. You're going to be like, Fido, look what I got. You're going to push that button on that leash and you're going to run backwards. And then the dog is going to be like, wait a second, I want that. Because remember, pull, create things that pull the universe. And I'm talking about pulling mentally, not like a leash pull. Create circumstances that make the dog want to come to you. And what's going to happen over time is that you're going to see that your dog thinks you're fucking really cool. We train dogs through things that are much more therapeutic than just training. I think that any amount of obedience is advanced. I will stand by that forever. I don't teach place to dogs. I used to, but I don't anymore because I have learned better. There's nothing wrong with place. It's just that so many of our clients are not at the skill level to maintain place. They're not at the skill level, or you've not done a good enough job to teach them how to use place correctly in their day-to-day life. Just because you put a dog on a place board doesn't mean that they're not on that place board like, oh, F you, or oh, I really want to go over there. Just because your dog's body's in place doesn't mean their brain is in place. And that is why I say obedience is advanced. Any amount of obedience is advanced. And that's why I have my clients, they don't even heal their dogs 90% of the time, which I would have never said that like 4 years ago. My clients' dogs are mostly out in front of them walking on a flexi leash, on a prong collar, and they can do a heel, but we don't start out teaching a heel. I start out teaching the dog to want to desire to be around me. And then you know what happens? After we give our dogs 26 feet of flexi leash, they back it up and they end up walking right next to us. And they're like, you know what? You give me a lot of hot dogs right here. It's pretty, pretty dope. And then they do that. They teach themselves heel all on their own. And then later we go back and we refine it on the back end and we make it like hot to trot and it's everything that you've ever wanted. But I don't teach that in the beginning. I don't need to. And you don't need to do it either. So I highly, highly recommend that you guys try a retractable leash. I like the brand Flexi and I like the brand Tug. Those are both in my Amazon storefront. If you really, really want to support us in this channel, I would love you. Love you, love you, love you. You can go to my Amazon storefront that's linked below and you can find items that suit your day-to-day lifestyle with our training tactics. And the reason that retractable leashes is because the reason that retractable leashes work is because I'm using them to sculpt a mindset within dogs, and I'm not using it to like force obedience upon dogs. There are some things that you have to just like force your dog to do. Like, girl, you gotta go to the vet. You gotta get your freaking anal glands expressed. You gotta get your nails done. There's a slow build to make those things easier, but there's some things where I'm like, girl, you gotta do it. For the most part, I'm like, girl, you want to do this. Essentially, you're brainwashing your dog to think that what they have to do is what they want to do. That is it. Brainwashing and dog training is the bomb. And it's just trickery. Having a well-trained dog is just bribery long-term over a very scientific method about variable reward systems. That's all it is. My dogs don't work for free. They still get treats and toys and play and all this crap. And that's why they do what I want, is because they get the rewards. Also, I hold them accountable. I hold them accountable and they know I have boundaries. And that's why dogs will also choose to go like, I respect you and not you. I won't fuck with you. I'm going to fuck with you a lot because you're not going to do anything about it. Dogs are so, so smart. If you notice, kids are like that. Kids will fuck around and find out with random people because they can fuck with you and you won't do anything about it. Okay, so the number one thing that I see people doing wrong, and I think I talked about this before, but say that their dog really, really wants to go up to this thing and they go, sit, Fido, don't move. Your dog's natural inclination is to move towards the thing. So one, don't tell them to stop moving. Tell them to move towards you. Towards you. Don't tell them to sit and pretend that thing doesn't exist. They want to move, so allow them to move. Your dog doesn't have to be a statue. Dogs are predators, remember? They want to do things that move their body. It is so freeing to a dog to be able to run and play and sniff and do all this other stuff that just like fuels them for life. So just like I was talking about earlier, the push and the pull, if your dog wants to move, make them move towards you. Like, if your dog's wanting to run towards a squirrel, they need to move. So make them move to you. Make them do it with the leash. Push your thumb down, pull, run backwards, blueberry pancakes, give them a hot dog or a blueberry pancake, whatever floats your boat. I am here to help you. I am here to help anybody. It doesn't matter if you are local to Richmond, Virginia, or if you are in another state. I can help you. We do a lot of online training. We are coming out with courses this year to help people train from the comfort of their own home. And my training is lazy based, meaning sit in your chair at home. I'm sitting in a chair right now. I don't have any dogs here, but you can train a dog from sitting here. You can train a dog sitting on your patio. Dog training is so much easier than people make it. Like, I kind of attribute this to like being an entrepreneur and a small business owner, is that like entrepreneurship is so much easier than people think it is. Like, it is not easy. It is easier than people think it to be. All you have to do is say, I'm going to go with the pull and not the push, and I'm going to implement something when I say I want to implement it. And then you do it. And you know, it goes like this and up and down, and you're alone a lot, and you know, but it's much easier than people think. People are like, oh, I could never do that. You know what's hard? Going to a 9-to-5 and clocking in and clocking out and working for someone else. You know, I was talking on the phone the other day to somebody and they're like, I'm not on my lunch break, I have to go. And it's like, you're a fucking grown ass adult and you can't talk on the phone when you want to because you're not on recess? No, girl. No. No, that's another topic for another day. So to summarize, go to the pull, not the push in life with your dog, with all relationships. Try to do square peg, square hole. Square peg, round hole. Does not work. Your dog wants to move. So stop asking them to sit and not look at distractions. Take them to distractions and make them want to chase you. That's it. That is dog training. It is make them want to chase you and give them a hot dog or a blueberry pancake or whatever you want. I really love any amount of engagement with you guys, like for real. I love engagement. any comment, any like, any reshare, anything. I love it. So please, please, please give our podcast a 5-star review. Please share this podcast with somebody that you know that has a dog that they're struggling with. Leave us a review, leave us a comment or a question. You can even do like a voice recorded question and give it to us. There's a lot of different things that you can do to train your dog for free at your home. And we also do training online. Like if you're in Vegas, let's train. You don't have to be in Virginia. It does help, but you don't have to be. All right, guys, this has been episode number 2 of season 3. I love you. I love your dog. Your dog doesn't have to be an asshole. You can make him good. And if you don't like your dog, call me. Let's make your dog likable. Bye.